Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Oh, I think we're recording now. That light turned red.
Can you edit, like, the in-between?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready? I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead.
We're a little dead. Damn it. Do it again.
Okay. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy. And we're a little bit dead.
This is going to be so much fun, I swear. So, where do you want to start?
Well, we were talking. Okay, so Sandy and I are
new friends.
Yeah.
We're new friends.
We're just getting to know each other.
And this, we thought, would be fun. We're adults trying to make friends. And how do you approach that as an adult and a grown-up? And, like,
it's a little different. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's different because, like, there's not a single person I know that I've known all my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm just
trying. I have a few friends that I say are friends. They're acquaintances. They're people that I see from time to time that I may have grown up with.
Yeah. I have people like that. But I don't have, like, a person.
Yes.
You know, like, so we're gonna talk about weird shit and find out what happens.
I think that is grand.
I think it's grand, too. Yeah. So, do you want to tell a little about who you are? And
okay. Like I said, my name is Christy. I've been married for most of my entire life. That's kind of a true statement. 36 years. Almost. No, 35 years this year.
Oh. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. I have two daughters. And, you know, the whole deal with making friends as an adult, it's funny because when you're raising kids, you tend to spend all of your attention on your children.
All your time, yeah.
Yes, yes. And then they all of a sudden grow up and they're this whole entire adult person and you have no life at all. And so, you know, I remember the first time that I made a friend. I was new moving into the town. Mm. And I had a certain friend that she started asking me to come and hang out with her and get to know some of her friends. And I was very, I don't want to say I was standoffish, but it's weird. It's just kind of strange to be that age. And so whenever I finally did, it was because my husband told her, yes, she'll be there. He probably was sick of me and he wanted me out of the house. And
my husband's the exact opposite. He wants me around all the time.
But do you know, when I got home, do you know what my girls told me? I'm so proud of you.
Aw, that's so nice.
But it's kind of like that's what we do with our kids, you know?
Yeah.
We want them to be social. We want them to have friends.
Yeah.
And I remember them telling me they were proud of me because, and they loved the, you know, the new people that I had met because of the fact that you don't have a life outside of your kids when you're raising kids, you know?
Yeah. I've been married for 23 years. I have four kids, two girls and two boys. And so when I was raising, and I had, they're so close together. When my youngest son was born, the girls. He was born in February and they turned 4 the following May. So I had 4 kids under 4. And it was just, you know, and then like, I didn't have time to have a friend or go anywhere or do anything but be a mom.
I imagine you did not.
And then they started school. And then I had a little bit of free time during the day. And it was like, I would just call my mom and talk to my mom because I didn't know anybody. And so then, you know, I started, well, I've got to meet people. I have to go somewhere to meet people. And so I used to go to church. Well, I'm sure to dig into that one day.
Yes, we will.
But yeah, and so I just spent a lot of years raising kids, and now they're all grown, and some are still in college, and some are out of college living their lives. I'm about to be a grandma.
It's so exciting.
I'm so excited. I cannot stand it. I'm just so excited. So, yeah, it's, life is crazy, and you just never, you never know what's around the next corner, and I think you and I both have been through things that have not always been fun or a good time, but
right.
I think it's cool that we can come together and like talk about things that maybe are a little bit different, like what we're interested in, and like find out about each other. And
absolutely.
I just think it's fun.
So y'all are going on a journey with us as we get to know each other.
Yes.
Because we are new friends.
Yes, we're super new friends. We've been hanging out, well, since homecoming, because yes, you came and helped me make homecoming. I'm a florist, which is always a lot of work. But yeah, so Christy came and helped me make homecoming mums a few days. And, you know, we live in Texas, and the bigger the better, and, you know.
I'm sure that y'all did not realize by the thick accents that we're from Texas.
Oh, no, nobody would ever know. Nobody would ever know where we're from. Oh, goodness. So,
Now, I do have to say, you know, we're talking about being adults and starting new. Okay, a friendship is just as much a relationship as,
yes,
anything else you, yeah, call a relationship. It is. And I think the older we get, the more uncomfortable it is to meet new people. Don't you think?
Yes. I'm always, like, so uncomfortable. And what do you say to somebody that you don't know? Which, I mean, part of, like, me working in the public, because I haven't always worked in the public, but the last, I would say, 6 years, I've had to, like, be outgoing, and I'm not. And so, yeah, like, talking to people and, like...
We're yin and yang, by the way. Oh.
Yeah, you're super outgoing, and I'm like, I want to stay at home under the covers and watch Below Deck. I'm just not an outgoing person, but I've had to, like, fake it till you make it with, right, the flower shop, because people come in and, you know, some people are happy, it's my wife's birthday, I need this and that. And then some people are like super sad because their loved one just passed away and I have to.
Right.
And so I have had to find a balance of how do you talk to people. And so that's the thing that I'm still learning, is because I am not good at talking to people. And now I'm doing a whole lot of talking. So this will be fun for everyone, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am outgoing, and I actually work at a women's boutique. So part of the job description is when somebody comes through that door, you're there to make them happy and,
oh, yeah,
help them to find the perfect outfit that makes them know how beautiful they are.
Yeah, and you're so good at it, too. Because, well, like, you, I've been coming in that boutique for years. That's why where I buy, like, almost all my clothes. And you're always like, oh, we got this new thing in. It looks so good on you. You need to try this on right now. Like, you do that every time. And I'm like, I always end up buying whatever it is because you're good
but
at that.
But you're not personal with people at that point.
Yeah, no.
So when it comes to the place where you have to start getting personal, That's when the weird kicks in. That's when it becomes awkward. And why is that?
Because we've known each other for how many years?
Oh, gosh.
How long have you worked there?
I've been there for almost 5 years.
So, yeah, I would say I've known who you are for 5 years. But we're not.
And I had the full-time baking business before that. And I did meet a lot of people because of baking. But that's a whole other story.
We'll get into that one day. But yeah, no, it's funny like how you know, I know everybody in town, you know, but I don't have a personal relationship with anybody.
Can we talk about that for just a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what the population of our town is?
I don't. I used to. I don't.
I think it's around 2,000. Something. She's gonna fact check me.
Listen, I'm gonna fact check Christy.
Yes, I think that we're right over 2,000 people. But when you live in a small town, listen, we're not talking. I have a cousin one time that told me he lived in a small town because he lived in a suburb of Tampa. Listen,
okay,
this is a tiny, tiny little town.
1,548 people.
I'm so wrong by 500 people.
And that says of the 2023 population, wow, is 1,548 people.
Okay, so when you live in a tiny town like this, you know, a lot of people, which, by the way, I'm an advocate for small towns. I
love small towns.
I do, too, because of the fact that if you are ever in a situation that you need somebody to help you, they are just bending over backwards to help you. They're loving on you and praying for you. But then you got somebody else down the road that thinks that they know your business, that's telling all your business.
You know, small town life is very interesting. And it's funny. Both my daughters got out of here and they live in big towns. One's in Lufkin, one's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They know no one and they love it. And I don't know how they do it because I've just always lived in this little town. And I mean, we're doing this podcast in my grandparents' house that's now my flower shop, and I just never lived anywhere else, and I love it.
I did live outside of a tiny town once. I don't recommend it.
I mean, like, I moved to...
It just wasn't for me.
I moved to, like, Longview one time, and that was short-lived, and I just came back here because I just...
But I do have to say, our tiny town, I do love it. I love the feel of it. Yes. I love the way that the community supports the children. And I love how they come together for you. But at the same time, even in a small town, if you're the outsider and you move in, it is so hard to make friendships.
Well, and in the same sentence, like, I've lived here all my life and I've always felt like an outsider because I'm weird. You know, I've never been like popular or like had a bunch of like friends, but I also wasn't like when I was younger, I didn't really party. I'm a homebody, Christy. I just am. I don't go places and do things.
I'm shaking my head right now. Y'all can't see it.
She is. We need to get that.
I hear you.
Mikey said my son, he said we needed to get cameras and do the whole, like, YouTube and
all that. Oh, that would be fun.
And I was like, that would require makeup for every time we record.
So that's something that you should know about me. I am a cosmetic junkie.
I mean, I have makeup on today. I have makeup on most days, but I feel like if we're going to be on camera and it's going to require, like, lighting and... Let's see how this goes.
We'll put a pin in that.
Yeah, put a pin in that. We'll see how this goes before we start adding any more elements. See if we can even do this. Get it uploaded somewhere.
Right.
Oh, goodness. But, yeah. How's your day?
Oh, it was a good day. Like I said, I work in a women's boutique, and I think that... okay, so a little about myself. I love to make people happy. And it seems
you do. You're so sweet.
I don't know that I'm sweet. Sometimes some people might think I'm sour too, but that's okay. There's two sides to every coin. But I tend to lean towards jobs that make people happy. That's how I got into the cake making business.
Yeah.
And I still do love to do cakes, and I still do wedding cakes.
Yes.
And wedding cakes really make people happy.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that will only show up to the wedding because they want a slice of cake. But
cake.
That's what I love about my job now, though, is when you can help somebody find the absolute perfect outfit that helps them to feel good about themselves, because women are so down on themselves.
Oh, all the time.
Nobody will tear a woman up worse than she will herself. That's one thing I've learned.
Yeah, I'm bad about that myself. Like, I'm horrible about it. But yeah, I like, I've had a slow day today, which I don't get very many of. So I've been catching up on other things. But yeah, listen, when I tell you that I've had every kind of job under the sun you can think of, I've worked everywhere. It's stupid. But I really love what I do now because, you know, I get to make people happy. And then also, like, I do a lot of funerals. I get to deal with a lot of really sad, broken people. And they come in and they're so sad and upset. And I just makes me want to love on them. And
yeah.
I hope that I am, people are leaving here a little bit lighter because people come in here and tell me all kinds of stuff. And so I just, you know, I put on my little listening ears and, you know, what happens at the flower shop stays at the flower shop.
That's right.
So, you know, everybody comes in here and tells me business and I just, okay.
That happens when you work in the public.
Yeah, so when you work in the public, you know, it's kind of like being a bartender sometimes.
It
you
is,
know?
Like, that's right.
Yeah, because people will come in here and say that most out-of-pocket thing and I'm like, you know, that's okay.
It really is.
So, but yeah, so.
Do you know, I've worn a lot of hats like that too, as far as different jobs.
Yeah.
I've changed my major in college so many times.
See, I'm a beauty school dropout.
Me too.
Look at us learning new things about one another.
Me too. You know, I thought I wanted to be a beautician until it came to actually doing people's hair. When it got to that part, I was like, that is not for me. It is absolutely not for me.
Well, I already didn't like it, and then I got pregnant with twins and I was so sick all the time, and every time I walked into beauty school it was just like the perm smell would just send me to the bathroom. I couldn't take it.
You know, my very first major in college, I wanted to be an English teacher.
Oh.
Okay. And then after the very first semester I changed my major to history and English.
Okay.
Because I had this brilliant mindset that I was going to change the world with my history knowledge.
Mm.
And then I did absolutely nothing with it because then I went to beauty school after that.
I'm going to open this drink.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's going to sound so good. That needs to be like our intro sound.
I think so too.
Pop can.
I think so too.
Drinking Truly's tonight.
That's my favorite.
I'm usually a beer girly, but I do love a Truly.
Well, technically they're beer.
Yeah. Hard seltzer. So what else are we going to talk about?
I think that the neatest thing is in our future podcasts.
Yes.
Is going to be that we want to talk about things that are just strange or things that are weird or different. Things that other people don't usually talk about, but they think about it. Yes,
they think it and they don't talk about it. And that, you know, I've always done that, and that's always kind of why I think I've been like people looking at me crazy, like, what in the hell is she doing? Why is she talking about that? And it's not that I'm really talking about anything bad, it's just if I have a thought in my head, it is coming out my mouth. And so, you know, if I think about, I don't know, a serial killer, I'm going to start talking about, like, just...
I love to talk about serial killers.
I love to talk about serial killers so much. But I don't... But, like, I don't want to focus on true crime, though. Like, you know, like, I want to talk about all kinds of stuff.
But a good tidbit for y'all to know, our listeners.
Yes.
Is that I asked Sandy one day, because we're just getting to know each other, like I said. And I asked her, who's your favorite serial killer? And I ended up telling her mine. What was funny is because I said next, who's the most cringe serial killer to you? And she said the same one that I said was my favorite.
Just gives me the ick. And you didn't get offended, though.
No, I didn't. Like, no, because, I mean, he they're all cringe.
Oh, they're all cringy. They're so all cringy. Oh, God. Listen. We need to do a serial killer episode.
I think so. I think that would
maybe
be fun.
Maybe we'll do that. Let me write that in my notebook. Hold on.
I think that it's kind of overdone sometimes, but...
Yeah. It's easy to get overdone because, like, there's so many that, like... There's so many true crime podcasts, and then they just beat it into the ground. I don't know.
But I'm still going to listen to them, though, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. What's your favorite podcast?
I don't know that I have an absolute favorite. I do listen to Crime Junkies.
Mm. I listen to Morbid. Those girls are funny. And That's Why We Drink. And My Favorite Murder.
Okay, yes. You have been talking to me a lot about My Favorite Murder.
I love My Favorite. I'm not even caught up. I'm still in 2019.
Oh, wow.
Because, fun fact, my mom died in 2020, and I don't listen to music anymore, so...
I did learn this about you.
Yeah, you know this about me, but if it's a song that is new and I don't know it, I'm fine. But, like, let some Willie Nelson come on, and I will lose my mind. Like, I can't do it. Mm. My mom, music was our thing. And so when she died and I realized that I could no longer listen to music, I was driving in my car in silence. And my kids were like, what is wrong with you? I was like, I can't do it. I don't want to listen. Because I've always like had music just blaring in my car. And my daughter Zeta is the one that put me on to Morbid. And so that's when I started listening to podcasts. And so I've listened to a bunch of different ones. I'll tell you a funny one that I listen to sometimes is Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. Have you ever listened to that?
No, I haven't listened to that.
It's hilarious. All they do is read, like, crazy reviews.
Oh, I bet that's funny.
It's hilarious. It's a
It's
a brother and sister, and they're so funny. And, like, they'll just pick a topic and read the most off-the-wall reviews. And it's funny, because people on the internet are stupid. Say the craziest things.
I think that that is one of the pluses and minuses of the internet.
Okay.
It is.
Speaking of the internet, what are your thoughts on the squirrel?
What?
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
No.
There was this guy in New York. He has an animal rescue.
I did hear about that. Yes.
Okay. And then, so this woman from Longview, which is right down the road.
She was the one who reported it. Yes.
Reported him. And, like, they killed that squirrel and the raccoon. Sent the SWAT team to this man's house over nothing.
Why did they kill them?
Because... The woman from Longview reported that they might have rabies.
No.
She said, those are wild animals. They might have rabies. Like, I've done deep dive on TikTok about this. She did just issue an apology more recently. And I was like,
I saw that somebody on social media had posted her picture and they were circulating it.
Absolutely doxed her, which I'm not going to do. But they, like, put her phone number out and all that stuff. And I was like, man, people on the internet can just be... crazy.
Which, by the way, where we live, it is illegal to have a wild animal as a pet. Like, but seriously.
But this guy was an animal rescue. They had had that squirrel for 7 years. Its mother was killed or something, and they raised it from a baby, like bottle fed it and stuff. Mind your business.
Yes, mind your business.
Mind your business.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. So, election eve.
Okay, so when Sandy talked to me about us doing a podcast together, one of my very first things I said is that we probably should not talk about politics. But I will say this. I'm ready for anything.
Yeah. I mean, whatever's coming is coming, but
I'm expecting it to be whatever's going
to
happen.
I'm just ready for it to be done, for the ads to stop.
Oh,
for
my God, the ads.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, just the ads to stop, things to be.
And why can't people love each other even if they disagree?
Yes, that's my biggest thing of, like, we don't have to vote for the same person or, like, whatever, but can everybody just be kind?
Exactly. Like, one of the things that Sandy and I have already figured out is there are certain things in our lives that we do disagree on. And you know what? We have still managed to continue the relationship.
Yeah, because I respect, we have different belief systems and different opinions on things, but we can still respect.
Absolutely.
Because I want to know what you believe and why, but I'm not going to try and change your mind and be like, well, I believe this and you should too. Like, why can't we just...
And you know, nobody has ever changed somebody's mind by arguing with them.
And like, there's no reason to be hateful and attacky. Yeah. And if you're using your, whatever your belief system is, to put down somebody else or make somebody else feel small, then why is that your belief system?
Yeah, like, I'm not for that.
No, I think we're all people. We're all on very different journeys in life, and there's no reason to...
And you know, even on these different journeys, we still find that we have commonalities.
Yes.
We all have something in common, and it's sad that we live in such a... There's just too much division.
There's too much division. There's too much hatred, for lack of a better word. Like, we don't all have to agree. We don't all have to have the same opinion about politics or religion or whatever. Like, there's room for everybody.
And you know, the one thing that I have learned, I've been on this earth long enough to know, is that you don't always think the same way.
Yeah, no, and you don't have to. You don't have to think the same way. We can all think different things and still be right within ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's a new thing that I've learned, because, you know, I've had people that, you know, I don't know how to say it, like, if you don't agree with me, then you're wrong, or... You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I get you. There's been times that I've thought somebody was wrong, but I still feel like that there are going to be other things that we do agree on. I challenge anybody in this world to find one person that you agree 100% time. It's not going to happen.
Here's a thing that I've done in my life is I'll change myself to be accepted by another person. I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, no, that's a bad thing.
I don't want to do that. I want to be who I am.
Right.
And this is a little bit about me finding out who I am, because I have just been, to this person I'm this, to that person I'm this. Like,
I hear you.
It's silly, really. But I've always, like, tried to morph myself into what I think somebody around me wants me to be, instead of just being who I am.
And that's one thing that we did talk about in the beginning, is that we're going to be authentic to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important.
So important.
And I've not had that, so it'll be fun.
What a journey we're gonna go on.
I know, it's gonna be so much fun. You know, I told you when we first started this friendship that you were an age-appropriate friend.
We're not going to discuss my age.
We're not going to discuss age. Well, we're about the same age. We are. And so, you know, I've always either been friends with people way younger or way older, but not really my same age. And so, it's fun. Because I was, like, friends with my mom's friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I'm having fun. I'm having so much fun.
Me too. Me too. Hey, I did think of something that we should bring up.
What?
let's talk about why the name we have.
Okay. You go first.
Okay. So we call ourselves A Little Bit Dead. You know, and when we first started talking about, well, if we're going to do a podcast, what would we call this? And, you know, I think there's so many things that we go through in life that this is Christy speaking, okay? This is just for me. But I think there's so many things that we go through in life. There's times that we do feel that inside. We just feel a little bit dead. And but yet, there's so much life out there. I don't know, but I just feel like that there's a lot of people out there that will feel the same way, you know?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're all a little bit damaged, a little bit dead inside, and I've had a lot of death in my life, which you have too.
Yes. Even recently.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how much you want to talk about, but losing my mom was like the hardest thing I've ever been. Like, I almost didn't survive it myself, because it was awful, you know. And then, like, not long before that, I'd lost my grandmother, which was my central person in my life, and then my mom. We were so close, and like, we had just kind of gotten to that close relationship. Like, we weren't always as close as we were in,
you know. I can
and
understand
so that's
that.
Tough. And then, you know, not being able to say goodbye and things happening the way they did and, you know, just,
You know, time-wise, whenever, I mean, because, you know, as we've established, I've known you for a few years, known who you were, but did not get to know you on a personal level. This year, for me, has been a struggle.
Yeah.
I lost three people. When I say in a row, no joke.
Yeah.
Just one right after the next. My guy best friend.
Yeah.
My girl best friend. And then my sister. And I'd already lost my parents, too. And so, I mean, so many people out there have gone through this same struggle.
Yes.
But to go through that just one right after the next, it happened from May until, well, just last week. We buried my sister just last week. It's hard to go through loss.
It's hard to go through loss, and it's hard to talk about loss.
It is. You lose a part of yourself, it seems like, at that point.
Yeah.
But I'm just amazed at the people that can still find a path into your life right at that moment as you're going through these losses, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting that as you're going through all these different things in life, and people start kind of standing out and being available. Like,
well, that's a good way to put it.
Like,
I mean, it's
just
kind
available,
of weird, but yeah.
Well, I'm weird. So.
I like it.
The first time we had a conversation, we were sitting at the flower shop, and we were just talking about whatever, and I think I said I was weird like 15 times, and you made a comment and it's like, God, you said you're weird like so many times, and I don't think you're that weird. Like, why do you keep saying that? I don't know.
But that's what friendship is, though. You find somebody that they're weird meshes with your
weird.
That's right.
Yeah, so,
because we're all weird.
We are all weird, and I like it, and I like your weird a lot.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I like yours too.
Yeah. We're just going to have so much fun doing this. So, we have an email address. If anybody wants to send us a topic or a story or what?
I think it'll be neat to learn a lot about not only each other, but other people going through similar situations.
Similar situations, yeah.
Yeah.
So the email address is We're a Little Bit Dead, and it's WERELILBITDEAD at gmail.com. We have a Patreon at A Little Bit Dead. There's nothing on there yet. I'm working on it. I'm going to figure out how to get this posted to the internets. Hopefully.
Oh yeah, we're completely amateurs. So
oh, we do not know what we're doing.
With this.
let me tell you. So one of my favorite podcasts is My Favorite Murderer. And it's these two girls, and they're like real life comedians, and they like have Hollywood jobs, and they live in LA and whatever. But they're so encouraging to people that want to start a podcast, and like they're like, "You want to start a podcast? Talk about weird shit. Do it. Love it.
Let's do it."
So I was like, "I can do that," but and like I don't agree with everything that comes out of their mouths. But they're so genuinely just in love with what they're doing, and I think it's great. And so yeah. I want to do it. I want to have fun.
Let's do it.
Yes. Okay, so I am going to figure out how to get this posted to the internets tomorrow. Maki's going
to
help me.
To the internets.
To the internets. We can connect with the people and the youth.
That's right. All the people.
God. And everybody's going to know that we're weird.
On our next podcast, I'll tell you where we're sitting right now.
Oh, God, yes. We'll take a picture for the Facebook page that we don't have right now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or the Instagram.
We need to start. We got to do them.
Yeah, we'll
all take, the things.
Yeah, we'll take pictures of where we're at. That'll be funny.
It's perfect, by the way, in case y'all didn't know.
Yeah, we'll do a little photo shoot, and we'll post it somewhere. You'll find it eventually. So yeah, I think that's that. We're gonna go drink a couple Trulies and figure out when we're gonna record again.
Okay, and I can't wait to meet more friends.
Yeah, I hope we make so many friends. Yeah, we're gonna make so many friends. It's gonna be great.
All right. Well, we will. See you guys next week.
All right. Yes. We'll do this again and then post it again.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.